What led you to this place?
Well, we first started work at Mangakawari in August 1968, mainly because in many areas of the Waikato, where there are swamps and lakes, the standard of preservation of timber and organic materials is very good. House posts and palisade posts are preserved in entirety below the ground. It's really a question of excavating and uncovering these to recover the whole plan of the settlement. And to date, we don't really have a complete plan of a prehistoric, fully prehistoric Maori settlement, that is, before the arrival of Captain Cook. Mangakawari does have the information so that we can recover this, and so far we've excavated about 30 or 40% of the pa, and we have a very good idea of the layout.
How difficult were the conditions? Now, this is taking part completely underwater.
No. The pa itself is, in fact, on land. This is rather interesting. The land surface is quite dry, but the timbers are preserved, the house timbers and the palisade timbers are preserved below the ground by the water table. But the pa is sitting right on the edge of the lake. The people, of course, would throw things or lose things in the lake, and the material from the lake bed recovered by the underwater club was this sort of material, which was thrown over the palisades or dropped into the lake. But the pa itself today is perfectly dry. It's even used for pasture by the farmer. But the timbers are still all completely preserved underground.
Is there a reason why the timbers should be, say, preserved?
Well, this is a biological... there's a biological answer to this. With water logging, the bacteria which normally act and destroy organic materials can't function properly. So that waterlogged conditions always mean good preservation for wood, any sort of organic materials.
Well, I've just been looking at some of the collection that was unearthed last weekend. Well, there's all sorts of little shapes and pieces here of these wooden artefacts. Have you an estimate of how many pieces to date you have?
Well, in terms of pieces of wood which were actually worked on the site, perhaps 100 or more. But of the actual important and what one could perhaps call prize finds, then we do have, of course, the weapons, the spears, the patu, the canoes, the digging sticks, weaving sticks and spades, things like this, and the total of really important finished artifacts of this kind would, I think, be something like 20 or 30.
And do you believe that the discoveries that you made last weekend are going to cast some welcome light on things that you were wanting to know?
Yes, I think certainly. I'm very pleased myself with the results, and certainly as far as the Waikato area goes, the results are extremely important. It's very difficult, perhaps, to generalise from these results to the rest of New Zealand in prehistory. But for the Waikato area, we now have a very good plan of a site, very good information on food supplies, and in fact, the whole general way of life.